Rose Payne and Josh.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it so loud? Don't fuck the intro, babe. Damn. Crazy. Crazy for this one. Hi, I'm John Misogynist, and that's Joe Misandry.
Oh.
The host of We Hate You.
John Mendoza. Mendoza. You're making me sick, Josh.
Might as well just start it over.
Okay.
Go ahead. Start it over.
Brian.
Welcome.
Oh, I like the other one.
The Visitor Search.
The... Brian couldn't get a lead on this Donovan McNabb story.
Yeah, it's really surprising that he couldn't pull it all together for you, Josh.
5 days ago.
I mean, that's like 42 Brian years.
Your hosts, Josh Hastings.
On with it. It's back when visitor section was like really long.
Oh yeah, like it was like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time. Different place.
I wanted to make a dynasty of Donovan McNabb, being that he made 3 out of the 4 shows, and according to today's terms, that's a dynasty. Donovan McNabb making 3 out of 4 of our shows is clearly an awesome person. Of sadness, actually. It's kind of sad at this point. I mean, it's even... I don't even know if it's worth piling on, Mike. The man is clearly has troubles. He was... I don't know exactly if this is true, but who gives a shit?
You can't take anything away from people who don't have anything.
He was playing flag football with Brett Favre or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was on chloroform.
Oh,
something like that. Yeah, that's there it is. Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll and chloroform are very different.
His latest arrest, which occurred after a collision, McNabb insisted he had nothing to drink that night. He said he's got a cold. I've got a cold. I've been on cough medicine, chlorophyll, Robitussin.
Yeah, Tussin. Tussin is different.
Yeah.
Shake it up, more Tussin.
Just trying to get home.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's what Mormons drink. You want to get drunk, but you're not allowed to.
I just want to know how he got out of the state of Arizona. Who let him out of there? How did that happen?
Well, he was chased out by an unfortunate incident between a fan favorite, Warren Sapp, and any hooker ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. No, I don't even... Other...
So that's true. This is the second... Second DWI arrest.
Well, you know, if he's able to string one more of those in there, you can
this
have a streak.
Dynasty on this show.
Dynasty. It's a dynasty.
That's pretty good. According to the Star Tribune, by the way, that's where I get this information from. July 15th. I don't know if he's necessarily a celebrity. I think it's just a pity party. But,
yeah, the only time I get upset with Donovan McNabb is when Donovan McNabb talks about, A, how good Donovan McNabb is, and B, that Donovan McNabb should still be playing football.
Donovan McNabb doesn't know what a tie is.
Yeah, those are the only times I get fired up about old Donovan.
Old Donovan.
Yeah, he's kind of a sad story when you think back about the NFL. So all the promise and just...
Speaking of promise, I think of the fantasy all-star stud, Justin Hunter, was arrested.
Remember when you drafted him for me? And I was like,
Don't worry, he was on other teams too, not just yours.
Yeah, I know, I ended up cutting him. I was like, I don't trust this guy. He didn't have routes in college.
I don't think it was necessarily him, or maybe it was just the quarterback there in Tennessee.
Yeah, I like
lack
to think
of
a little bit of both. And then his spleen exploded, and I was like, this is a healthy cut. I'm okay with this.
So, now I can have him.
Yeah, now you can have him. Because I believe after today's news, he may be available in all leagues.
Prisoner leagues. Oh, the joke is so easy.
No, he's one of those guys that maybe you take or you sign at the end of the draft. You're like, oh, okay, I'm going to drop this extra kicker I took. I'm going to get Justin Hunter. I'm going to hold on to him for 12 weeks until he's eligible to come back in the league, and then he's going to be a steal. No.
Apparently, the specific allegations are malicious intent, stabbing, cutting, wounding with chopped knives.
He had knives at the beach?
I don't know. All of this over a fucking lawn chair, I'm sure. That's great.
Even the sand gets hot there in Virginia.
Nothing like risking your NFL career for a lawn chair. Good job, Justin. It's your first show.
You've made it. Congratulations.
This is the news that you've now become a part of the Baller, which I didn't even watch. Again, this is maybe the second week in a row.
You know, I haven't watched Ballers. It either.
But he's now thoroughly interjected into the stories, and only him can save himself and The Rock. The Rock will save him.
That assumes that anything happens or that The Rock can accomplish anything on that show, Josh. That show is garbage. Let's just be honest. It's garbage.
Sandbar Rarbar. That's the name in Virginia Beach. Sandbar Rarbar. I can't make this up. Wow.
Did you know that
the show it's come see you later.
It's come to light that Wilma McNabb, you may remember her from the Campbell Soups commercial.
Wilma McNabb.
She used to pay her son as much as $10 per touchdown in high school.
Wow.
I think that actually ruins his eligibility through college, and they're going to have to strip the wins from Syracuse.
Mm.
So we just broke that story, too. Don't tell Jim Boeheim because he'll get super upset.
Boeheim.
Boeheim. Anyway.
You know what also happened?
Mm.
Brett Favre went home. Do we have that music? Do we have any of that music?
Coming going home.
Are you going home?
You just keep talking. I'll keep singing.
Yeah.
No, were you
happy? Talking loco, and I like it.
Were you happy he went home, Josh? Did it complete you as a person?
I don't give a shit. I think what's interesting is how many hypocrites there are in the state of Wisconsin now. How many, fuck that guy, I'll never respect him ever again. Fuck that guy. Oh, man, I just love Brett Favre. He's like my uncle. He's like my dad. He's like my grandpa, all rolled in one.
He's just real touchy. He's drinking a lot. Wears weird jeans.
Grows a beard, shaves it off, smokes, chews. Smokes, chews, drinks.
Hangs out at the high school football field, yells at children through the fence.
Even though he's from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
He's just one of us.
He's just like us, Josh.
He's not like a Tom Brady. He's so professional.
Mm-mm.
You know?
He's a man.
He's just one of us, man. He's not like Peyton Manning, all mm-hmm. robot.
No. Robot.
No. He's one of us.
He's a gunslinger.
Brett Favre is a gunslinger. He goes into a bar and people just start shaking. Because he could take you home no matter what. Just one of us.
He'd take you home. Throw an interception for a touchdown.
You know, should have won 4 Super Bowls. But he came away with one. Went to another one.
His rookie card's worth like $4.50, and that was in 1991. Those cars aren't worth anything.
This is great coming off of a I think there was rumors that the Browns called him up, see if he still had some tires on him.
Kick the tires. Would you be available for the playoffs? Well, yes. Yes, I would. I'm Brett Favre.
You know what? I also want to talk about not only that, but I'll get to that in a minute. Never mind. Fuck it. But yeah, Brett Favre came home. He went home. The crowd went wild, man. Crowd went absolutely wild for them.
You know him.
And he talked about stories about how Andy Reid called a lineman a fat ass, and the lineman said to him, "Who are you calling a fat ass?" That's a true story.
Oh boy, Brett just brings it.
Brett just brings it. Brett's got the fire.
He can still play. Yeah. Do you think that they should ever bring people back, just obscure people, like, let's think about it. So, like, say the Falcons were to have a Brett Favre day.
I was thinking Jamal Anderson.
Well, no, that makes sense. They, like, went to the Super Bowl.
He's the only player on their squad. They're not bringing Chandler back.
But, yeah, but, like, what if
nobody
they did
can that? Name a wide receiver from that era.
It's like if they had a Brett Favre day, they'd be like, hey, remember when we traded you? And we had a trading card and spelled your name wrong. Let's retire your number, Brett Favre. Or
Brett Favre coming home to Atlanta.
It's like if the Jets wanted to somehow include Ryan Yarbrough and Boomer Esiason on
also
Wink Corbett Day.
You can go totally can say Brett Favre. Come on home, Brett.
Yeah.
Vikings can say, come on home, Brett. We've got Brett Favre Day in three franchises.
Cowboys could do it because Tony Romo is kind of like a crappy version of Brett Favre. So.
And there's Wisconsinites getting tattoos right now of number four. With logos in hand.
It's like a Dale Earnhardt themed Brett Favre open mouth kissing Aaron Rodgers.
I feel bad for the state of Wisconsin right now.
Covered in cheese.
Who I really feel bad for is Aaron Rodgers. Just, God, he's like, I got to deal with this all over again for at least a day. It's too much.
He just ends it. You think this is the day he just calls it quits? Like, bye, cruel world.
Bye, cruel world. I'm done with you. Oh. Well, they just can't let it go.
No. They can't and they won't. It's like, I don't know. Sometimes you have that girlfriend in junior high and she was mean. She was just terrible. But occasionally, just every 10 years or so, you just have a day where you think back about it fondly. And unfortunately, the state of Wisconsin is doing it in front of their new girlfriend.
I can't get over that. Uncle Brett Favre tells a tale of Andy Reid calling someone else a fat ass. It's the walrus. They had Mike Holmgren there, Mike. They had Mike Holmgren there.
Back when he was something. Back before he went and ruined all those franchises.
Back whenever. Remember when he was a genius?
Uh-huh. I do. Uncle Holmgren.
He did take a Seahawk team to the Super Bowl.
And that's
he could not do something like that with the Browns, unfortunately. And for some Browns fans, they still have that hope that it's going to happen.
Mike Holmgren will come down from the hills and take him to a Super Bowl.
He'd still come back. I love when there's news like that. There's Mike Holmgren news. It's going to change things.
Like the Bill Parcells news every couple of years?
Yeah, Bill Parcells is coming back. No, he's not.
Bill's like, mm-mm.
It's like the same Brett Favre news. It's not happening, man.
Who would be more likely to come back, Bill Parcells or Brett Favre?
Damn.
Because I got to think
it's... I would say it's Favre.
Really? Oh, I want to go Parcells on that. I know he's like 92 years old, but he's got a fire that won't go out, Josh.
He insults people and then smiles at the end of it. I think he's a real piece of shit. And smiles. Right? And it's like he acts like it's the most intelligent thing.
This looks cute.
We're talking Parcells, not Favre. Favre has no intelligence. No, I mean, outside of football. Does people just ignore the whole dick pic thing? That was not smart, okay?
I moved on, Josh.
I know you moved on.
I've gotten over it.
But I just want to say, outside of football, not an intelligent guy. Not very intelligent.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
No. I don't think I've been there.
You're just, I don't know, you're just getting a massage at work.
I know Packer fan right now is upset. They're mad at Josh because, damn it, he's talking shit about Brett Favre.
This is Brett Favre Day, Josh.
But I do recall when y'all were saying, he's got to go. How about those game-crushing interceptions that he would throw? This is like whenever you're like longing for that ex and you start thinking about all the good things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But boy, do you forget about the bad. That's where I come in and remind you of all the terrible things they've done to you. You don't want that back. You don't want that back. I bet there's a Packer fan right now going, man, I bet Brett can come in here and knock out Aaron, win us a Super Bowl. I guarantee you there's a Packer fan out there that says that. Probably over the age of 50. Definitely getting old, you know, He has that hope that he's vicariously living through Brett Favre.
What if you bring Brett Favre back and you just keep him as like a third stringer just to coach Aaron up in those tough situations?
Yeah, because Aaron needs coaching. Yeah, that's it.
How about Brett Favre calls the plays?
Well, it's better than old McCarthy. I think he finally gave up the reins. McCarthy stopped sniffing that Los Tres Amigos menu and finally said, okay, I better give this up to someone else because, man, I'm getting out of hand here.
So, Josh, I have a question for you.
These tacos al pastor is just there's too much.
So, it's come to my attention. If those who follow the show may be aware that there's a storm of brewing in Lawton, Oklahoma, between the Solaces gang.
I told you about this.
Yeah, I know you told me about this. Have you had an opportunity to sample the wares of
former Indy Solaces? No, because I don't get anything that has anything to do with Solaces. I'm not eating it.
Okay, because it's come to my attention.
One's gray meat. The other is like anything alternative would be better.
So it's come to my attention that the old new Solaces, same team, new place, Solaces.
Okay. Same team, new name.
Yeah, that there's an issue with that too.
Yeah.
Their air conditioner may be out, Josh.
Well.
As I understand it, the waiters and waitresses are sweating through their clothes as they bring delicious vinegar-filled tacos to your table.
I think I'm good.
And I feel like there's something we as a show and we as a fan base of Solace is going to pull something together. They only need $10,000, Josh.
No.
It's only going to be $10,000 to upgrade the air conditioner unit for the 56-seat.
Did they got a Kickstarter, too?
I'm just saying, with a little hope and a little love, Josh.
Well, maybe if they put the Kickstarter together, they wouldn't have a problem.
It solved all our problems. I don't know why it wouldn't solve theirs. Did you know, that's not true, I won't say that. Did you know that if you don't make enough money on Kickstarter, they charge you?
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about Tyrann Mathieu for a minute, because I just have this weird, he's got a lot of publicity for somebody that hasn't really done shit. Okay. And what I mean by that is it's weird how I keep seeing these, selflessness turned around Tyrann Mathieu's career. What the fuck has he done? No offense, Tyrann. No offense, man. But just doing what's right doesn't mean that you should get praise for it. And it bothers me. Oh, the guy stopped smoking weed. Oh, shit. He's selflessness. Oh, my God. You know what he did the other day? He sat in a car. It was like 120 degrees, Mike, for 8 minutes. And it wanted to bring. This man is so beautiful. He just wanted to bring awareness to just keeping your dogs and babies out of the fucking hot cars like anybody else with common sense would already fucking know.
He's about to pass out, Josh.
He is about to pass out. Look at him.
Look, honey badgers.
Don't bring that shit up.
Honey badgers.
The worst thing that I've ever seen to go with an athlete is that stupid fucking name, honey badger. It's stupid. He's done nothing. I'm sorry. He's done nothing. Nothing. People talked about how he was going to come in the NFL and he's just a playmaker. No, he's just done what any other nickel corner has done in the league. Not that much. Don't want to hear about it. He's not Troy Polamalu. He's just who he is. An undersized nickel corner.
So I'm telling you, Josh.
Maybe undersized safety, rather.
We've gone ahead and we've shared this video because we think it's very important. We think that it really brings light to animals being left in the car. Children as well. I mean,
children are important.
Specifically
but
children.
Not as important as your dog.
So we've chosen to share some of the comments from the video. I think it really brings light to what it is.
What do they have to say?
I never leave my dog in the car. I can't believe some people would even consider it.
Okay.
I saw this. He's a nice guy to do that, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's worse than you think. Sit there with a fur coat on. We need more awareness. Thank you, Tyrann. It's a start.
Are people just that brain dead?
gets hot in those cars.
It gets hot in the cars.
Ooh, I tell you what, I got to get
about
my car.
90 degrees. I think I'll leave this animal in here with the windows rolled up. Mm-hmm. I've got to get my burrito.
Well, you play those cards right.
Nobody asked for that demonstration. Nobody asked. Nobody cares. Except those people.
My sister-in-law killed her dog by leaving her in a hot car. I can never look at her the same way ever again.
Is that a comment?
Yes.
Please tell me that is a comment.
That's a comment.
My sister left her dog in the hot car. Killed her dog?
Alonzo, 9772, was posted 2 hours ago. One thumbs up.
My God. You can't get any better than that.
Yeah, well, you can, and it's not leaving children and animals in cars. Or Tyron Matthews, for that instance.
That's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
You can't write better stuff than that.
Congratulations. Things you also shouldn't live on the hot car. Corn. milk.
Milk.
Any type of fish. Like these are.
I
want to
bring.
You...
I want to bring awareness to leaving milk in a hot car.
Oh man. Oh man. Oh, it's a problem we face every day.
Here's a poll. This is a good poll, by the way. Who would you rather have in their prime? Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, or Bart Starr? This is like the dumbest poll.
It's
who
really
would you
hard.
Want in their prime? Who do you think won that poll, by the way?
Well, it's Brett Favre day.
It's clearly Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, okay. Because we're all too old, or too young to remember Bart Starr.
Yeah.
And
back when human beings called each other Bart.
That's still a thing.
Yeah.
It's been on for 20 years. It's not going away.
It is going away.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
I'm reading all these really interesting fun facts about Donovan, and none of them are interesting or fun.
Donovan McNabb is a hero.
He is. He threw a 96-yard touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison in college. And then Marvin Harrison quickly ran and shot someone. So.
God.
No, that's two different stories. Brian, you can't just parse these things together. You can't hand me two things.
I like the fact that Reggie Wayne is probably – who would you put as more – should I put this? Who's a better Colt, Wayne or Harrison? Just ignore the offseason.
Oh, it's – well, it makes it so hard, Josh. It makes it
obviously Marvin Harrison's up there in the all-time wide receivers numbers.
No, Marvin Harrison was a much better Colt.
But let me ask you a question, though. Is he a product of Peyton Manning, whereas Wayne had both – at least.
Oh yeah, he really suffered.
Well, he had sunshine.
Uh huh.
Remember, he had those terrible quarterbacks for a while, at least 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to Andrew Luck, and still had some success, even though Andrew Luck took it upon himself that he tore Reggie Wayne's ACL. It's his fault. All his fault.
Look, I'm not ever going to doubt Marvin Harrison ever. Not publicly. Not privately. Not going to do it.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
I agree. So he is the best.
Go to the street, Josh. So I wanted to get your opinion on something.
More Greg Hardy stuff?
No, it's not. It's about coaching.
Poignant opinions I have.
So I don't know if you caught this, but offensive coordinator for the Dillon Panthers recently came out, had some... I could see how it could be taken as racism, right? I could see how his
God
could be taken out of
context. Don't do it.
So if you're in a situation like Coach McGill, Mac McGill, again, for the Dillon Panthers.
The Dillon Panthers.
And it's created between, tension between you and the players, Coach Taylor, Smash Williams. Is this a situation, do you think that Mac McGill is going to be able to stick this out? Or do you think it's time for him to go, Josh?
I think it's time to go.
Mm.
What did he say exactly?
Basically, some folks are more athletic than other folks, depending on...
Oh, this is one of those...
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those... What was his name? God damn it. Old Notre Dame guy said this all the time. We need somebody with...
It's funny, because I've been playing flag football, and I have agreed not to discuss it on air until this week, because on Wednesday, the 0-6 Pandemonium Pandas will be playing in the playoffs of flag football, during which we will get very drunk and lose very badly.
Paul Hornig said this.
But my coach, a certain player who shall not be named, player coach, says this to me almost every week, that he wishes I was a different color so I could be a better football player.
Damn.
I'm very offended by this.
Woo!
I've yet to correct him. Because he is a player coach and he could make me go home. And I just want to play ball, Josh. So
it's like Paul Hornig said. You've got to get that black athlete.
Isn't Paul Hornig a Hall of Fame coach?
No, he's a former Notre Dame great.
Okay.
I don't know about his coaching career, though. Old white guy, Paul Hornig.
He may have been. No, it turns out. Turns out he's a Hall of Famer. I guess I'll just shut up and play ball. So tell me about this Greg Hardy situation.
Let's talk about the 67,000 people that showed up for the Packers and Brett Favre. That is ridiculous. Look, McNabb was there playing flag football and got drunk on chloroform.
It's not chloroform. It's chloroform. Not even.
He got drunk on flowers.
He got tussin. Shook it up. More tussin. I understand.
Wow. He had a hellacious night.
So are there still people who are upset about Greg Hardy? I mean, not what he...
I think the fact that he can sue.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's... I don't think he's all right. I don't think he should have to do... I don't think he should have to do four games. Nope. I'm going to go there. I'm gonna get the fire hose out and squirt down this hot takes. The dude was suspended 13 games. And, well, it's not my right to be the moral authority here. Did his time. Move on. Nothing was done legally. So how can the NFL legally do anything if nothing came from it legally? Words. Mike?
Did you know there's people who feel like Paul Hornig shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame?
I'm sure that's coming next.
There is a whole article.
I'm sure that's coming next.
There's a whole article on the Bleacher Report about why he's not deserving of the Hall of Fame. Like, specifically,
why?
Paul Hornig. So.
Why?
Okay. All right. There's a lot
that's
of reading
the
here.
The whole black thing?
Okay. So Hornig began receiving undue praise in college because he went to Notre Dame. Yeah. Hornig hits the NFL lottery, plays for the Notre Dame equivalent in Green Bay. Hornig was the second best running back on his own team. Mm-hmm. He was a clone of Doak Walker.
If you're a clone of someone, a Doak Walker would be one to be a clone of if you're that old and white.
If you're going to be an old white guy.
I'm serious.
You want to be a doke. Yeah.
There's a fucking award named after him.
So, okay, so it goes. I feel like it's getting personal at some point. Was he even considered
upset.
Clutch?
He's upset. He's upset about that comment, which, again, is probably some sort of self-loathing because you're white thing. I don't understand it, but that's just the truth of the matter. I know people don't want to hear this. One specifically, I think a guy from Deadspin really hates himself. His name's Tom Lay. Mm-hmm. He really hates himself. I don't understand why, but it's obvious when he writes things. And along with this guy, it's a lot of self-loathing, white guilt thing. I don't understand.
All right, so I'll just take a piece out of this.
Okay, thanks.
Like his Heisman Trophy, Hornig's MVP award from 1961 was a bit of a sham as well. He led the league in scoring again with 146 points,
wow.
But he had just 742 yards from scrimmage.
He led in scoring.
10 touchdowns.
He's like the Mike Allstott of old white guys.
Hornig won the MVP, but yet did not even get selected the Pro Bowl. Figure that one out. Okay.
Wait
I will.
A minute. The Pro...
I feel like it wasn't a thing. And... how do you score 146 points on 10 touchdowns?
What is this? Because he was a fucking kicker, I think.
Yeah, he was also like a kicker and a... yeah, okay.
This was back whenever you could play all the positions.
Okay, so let's just...
all-around player.
so this old man from 1961 has really been out of shape about Paul Horning.
Yeah. Damn.
Just, wow. Just the fire in this article. Let's read some comments, Josh.
You know what? Let's not read some comments. I still find it odd that we're still talking about Nick Saban and the Dolphins. I think this is weird.
You think it's time for...
I think it's weird how Plaxico Burress was talking about Nick Saban. I think Nick Saban... I think something happened this with SEC Day. You know how crazy it gets in college ball. Big 12, you know, where they... You know, got that preseason thing and everybody goes apeshit.
No, see, I don't know what that's like because I like a team that is... I think.
Doesn't even show up to their own media days? Does Sundell even have a media day?
Oh, I like to believe it does.
I don't think it does.
It could. It's just, you know, there's so many teams and they get so busy and, you know, got stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's like the CONCACAF finals on Friday. I don't have time to watch that and go to the Sun Belt. I like to watch that shit live. Anyway, so I don't know, Josh. I don't know.
Here
I
think it is.
Okay.
Go on.
I think Nick Saban is the devil.
Yeah, you know, this show and Nick Saban, we probably don't get along too well. It's okay. At least I give credit.
I'm not saying he's a bad coach.
No, he's not.
I think he's
not very good at the whole human thing.
Yeah, the human thing is the issue.
A huge problem.
For me, personally.
I understand.
I like my people, and not... minions and you know.
Now we're even butt licked.
But so if you had an opportunity to have an NFL team, would you take Nick Saban or would you take Bill Belichick?
I knew it. I'd take Nick Saban over.
Really?
Yes, Bill.
Could you?
That doesn't make sense. I know.
No, not really. Okay. Would you take Nick Saban over Chip Kelly?
I think, how about this? Yes, Nick Saban over Chip Kelly. Yes, without a doubt. I think Bill Belichick has been lucky enough to have Tom Brady as his quarterback. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then let's talk about the Patriots dynasties.
So hold on.
No, let's talk about him for a minute. He's got the what? One outright, okay, you get the Super Bowl. One embarrassing, you win 18-1. The other one was field goal kicks. The tuck rule was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Field goal kicks, tuck rule. Now, granted, one can say, Josh, they got the hardware. Shut the fuck up. I understand. And that's probably a good one. Then there's Spygate. Deflate. I don't know. It's not even worth bringing up Deflate. They get it. They won that one in the end zone with an interception, even though the game was almost over.
Why would you do that? Anyway.
bring that up all over.
Okay, but I would argue that Nick Saban has benefited from... strong recruiting of players who will play at the next level.
Okay.
So it's sort of like when I get 5 years into an Idaho Vandals dynasty.
Now we're talking college ball, right?
Right, and everyone I have on my team is like a five-star recruit, and I'm playing guys who are like, I don't know, I got a bunch of threes and fours out there. Of course I'm going to win.
Mm.
Like if Nick Saban was to say, go to Army, because that's where you go after you take the Idaho Vandals, you turn them into a five-star dynasty. You go to Army because they have really sweet uniforms,
mm-hmm.
and they're bad. If Nick Saban was to go to Army, would he be a good coach?
Yes.
Because I would say that there's precedent for for decent, somewhat decent coaches. Larry Coker, is he a good coach? I don't know. Did he win a national championship? Yes.
With other people's players.
Yeah, he wins a national championship and then takes his talents to San Antonio.
And hasn't really done much.
No.
The whole Larry Coker thing was really Butch Davis's team. But we won't get into that.
When I was a young man and I used to sit in the stands at the Kibbe Dome, the stadium where the Vandals play football, there used to be chants in the 7 or 8 people who would go to those games, and they would say, bring Butch Davis. Like, that was a legitimate thing to say. Like, he was going to hear us and get on his golden unicorn and fly all the way.
Yeah, I don't think Butch Davis is coming through there.
I don't know. There's an opportunity.
No.
It's an opportunity, Josh.
Brandon Marshall, by the way, he put a list together of best quarterbacks. Jay Cutler was not on that list. And he played for him two times, or with him, rather. He said that Kyle Orton was on that list, despite Kyle Orton's bad body. That was amazing.
Well, he's had a lot of babies, Josh, and, you know, it's hard to
People forget that Brandon Marshall did play in Miami. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that.
Kind of remember.
Question is, who was the quarterback in Miami?
Need
someone that's an expert. Only there was someone who could tell us who the quarterback was.
Nope.
Hey, Des Bryant got a deal done, Mike. Not only that, so did Demaryius Thomas.
Collusion?
No. Both 5 years, $7 million, $70 million thereabouts. I think Des Bryant will not like this deal. I think later it will come back to haunt him. I think he's not paid. He's got what? Now he's tied for second, number two overall with him and Demaryius Thomas. I think the Cowboys got a good deal out of this.
So Josh, have you ever gotten so many pennies that you just throw them away?
I used to do that.
Yeah, me too.
Now I keep them in a jar. I used to just throw them away. Stupid me, I know.
So the visitor section has recently started a Kickstarter to buy jars for Des Bryant to hold all of his pennies.
Nice.
If you'd like to donate to that, it's kickstarter.com /
Tyron Matthews helps raise awareness for car deaths.
And buy some jars for Des Bryant to hold his pennies. / whatever. No, I think
how long can this NFL player tough it out in a hot car?
Dot.
He's a fucking autistic dumbass.
.ASPX. So, yeah, I'm glad that they signed him. I never really understood the collusion talk, though.
I don't know. It's just, what can they both get for it?
Well, luckily, the NFL is not making any money whatsoever, and so deals should remain small through the offseason. I believe the Packers today released that they had received something like $225 million in revenue sharing from the NFL. So just multiply that times 32 or 30 or how many teams are in the NFL.
Those two wide receivers get signed, Mike. Question is, A.J. Green and Julio Jones will be next. Where are they at? Are they going to get more? Are they going to get paid more? Julio Jones? Injuries? Has really clouded his world, but there's no doubting what he can do. A.J. Green kind of in the same boat a little bit. A.J. Green a little bit more valuable to the Bengals. Some would say single-handedly helps Andy Dalton become a better quarterback. Those two are interesting.
I like to think that Andy Dalton does it all on his own.
I'm okay with them signing as much as possible because, again, these players deserve it. That's what the whole rookie salary cap was for, that to allow this kind of money to be put back into the veterans. I think A.J. Green played for his contract and is to do a good deal. I think Dez obviously was as well. I think Julio Jones outplayed his rookie contract. I think it's time to get these guys paid and move on. I mean, that's what the point of the fucking rookie contracts were, so these guys can get paid.
Okay, Josh, I got something for you. I've been thinking about this because there's been talk of another strike.
Oh, another strike.
Well, no, and I think it's actually a fair question to ask because you have a league who just randomly hands a team $225 million in profit share today, and you multiply that times how many teams are in the NFL, plus I like to think that Roger Goodell keeps two allocations of teams for him. So if there were 30 NFL teams, then he'd have two that he'd collect checks on. So let's just say Roger Goodell got paid $450 million today. Let's say that happened. Anyway, just blew your mind. Okay. Would you be willing to take a pay cut if I guaranteed your entire salary? So, for those who don't know, the NFL, so let's say Des Bryant gets signed for $75
million. Yeah, $70 million thereabouts. There's like $20 million guaranteed. Or actually, $20 million up front and then like $40 million guaranteed of the $70
million. Okay. So, say in 2 years, they don't like him anymore.
Yeah, it's just going to happen.
And they got
him. Or he's going to hold out.
Right. And the only thing they're going to have to pay him in that imaginary salary thing they just signed for him today
was the $20 million.
Right. It's whatever that guaranteed bit is.
Mm-hmm.
everything else is out the window. And yeah, you can cry about a dude who just made $20 million and lost his job.
Yeah.
But if you're a dude who's like, I'm going to forego my salary, like I'll play the first year for the veterans minimum, second year for the veterans minimum, third year for the veterans minimum. The fourth year, I'm going to have that salary blow up. It's going to be like $22 million. I'm going to be rich.
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, well yeah, we love you for year one and year two, and you're great. Hey, we love you for year three.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's year four, and I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cut you. That dude never gets a job again. The NFL makes probably more money than any other league in the United States and somehow doesn't have guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
So if you were Dez Bryant or any sensible NFL player, if I told you and I came to you today and I said, hey, I am not going to pay you $70 million. Like, are you worth it? Yeah, totally, you're worth it. But I'm not going to pay it to you. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to pay you $37.5 million guaranteed for the next 5 years of your life. Yeah. Guaranteed.
No matter if you die.
No matter if you get hit trying to get a popsicle on a busy street corner tomorrow.
Right.
You get to keep $37.5 million. Period. Now, I know the owners don't necessarily love it. For one, they're on the hook for a lot more money.
They have to put the money where their mouth is.
Well, on top of that, the longevity of the NFL, it's not so good.
No, it's like 3, 2.25 years, something like that.
People get hurt all the time. But I think as a player standpoint, you'd be happy, right? Like, you'd be happy with that solution.
Like, you are solid. No matter what happens, I'm getting $37.5 million.
Think about that kicker. That kicker on Playmakers. He's got a family, Josh.
Yeah.
He's got kids to feed, but he just missed 2 field goals.
Gone.
Is he ever going to play again? Probably not. But if Mike Irwin's plan was in action, that dude gets $300,000. Starts selling insurance. He downsizes the SUV to a minivan. He has an opportunity to change his life, Josh.
Yeah. Hey, NBA contracts are guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Baseball contracts are guaranteed, and they make stupid deals like 15 years, $20 million a year for a dude you don't even know his name.
I think they're still paying Bobby Bonilla, if I'm not mistaken.
This always comes back to Bobby Bo.
Yeah, it is Bobby Bo, and he's still getting paychecks.
God, I watched... Okay.
That would be awesome!
I turned on the All-Star game. Yeah. And I want to say, Josh, I only knew 2 names, on one from each side. Like, and I was like, I am such a bad fan.
That's how baseball is today. Hi, I'm a baseball fan. I only know 2 people. But I can still name every player from the 1990s.
Yeah, if you want to ask me about, like, the 97 Marlins, I can rattle off a ton of players.
Yes, you could.
But from...
You could probably get off, 2000... I want to say 3 Marlins?
Yeah. I feel like I could do quite a few Marlins, actually. But if you ask me right now who's on the team, I'd be like, is Mike Stanton a Marlin? Because I don't know.
Oosh.
I don't know. Is he? I think it's incredible. And it's incredible they make this much money. And I think it's incredible that when I get on ESPN and it's like whatever their stat site is, the 58-13, they were trying to defend this All-Star game as one of the best 2 All-Star games ever.
No.
And I was like, I don't know who these people are. I just don't, Josh.
No. Hey, Tom Brady suing? Is that legit or not? You should be able to sue.
Sue who?
The NFL. If he doesn't get his suspension overturned, he said he's taking them to court.
I don't understand. Like, isn't he... I mean, when you fight... a suspension? Aren't you kind of suing, saying I don't agree with this?
I don't know how that works.
Is he going to take
Greg Hardy's going to sue too? So
for a defamation of character.
Matt Castle's not a lock to make the Bills roster. No shit. Russell Wilson not close on a deal with the Seahawks. What else was there?
That's a plug and play system, Josh.
Yep. Saints will use committee to replace Graham. What?
Good. Great. That always works.
Reggie Wayne's still drawing interest. Just get all the news out here.
Drawing sunflowers and
sunshine. How's that knee, Reg?
Old Smiley's up here.
I have kidnapped your husband. Here are my demands.